You're listening to SBS News.
It was a protest parade filled with music and cheer. Then the sound of gunshots rings out, followed by chaos. Ousted former Prime Minister Imran Khan is shot but survives. Another 9 people are injured, and 1 supporter is dead. Secretary General of Mr. Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party, Asad Umar, says Mr. Khan's injuries are not life-threatening.
Inshallah ta'ala, unki condition stable hai aur aise hi rahenge.
God willing, his condition is stable, and there is no danger to his life. He has been hit with pellets, so it's difficult to say if they are 2 or 3 pellets. But he was hit in the lower part of his leg, and there is a chip in his bone also. He has been hit in the thigh also, but thank God, doctors have examined him, and he is stable.
Pakistani politician Faisal Javid appeared in a video after the attack, his clothes bloodstained, his face bandaged, confirming 1 person had died.
I am praying for all of you. I'm praying for Imran Khan. Due to the mercy of God, everything is fine. Some of our colleagues are injured and martyred. Reportedly, 1 of our colleagues has passed away. Some others are injured. We are praying for everyone.
The attack happened in Wazirabad, nearly 200 kilometers away from the capital, Islamabad, as Mr. Khan and party members were on top of a lorry leading an anti-government protest. In footage of the attack, the offender who's holding a pistol approaches the lorry and fires at Mr. Khan at close range. The gunman is then tackled by a bystander who manages to disarm him. Mr. Khan remained standing during the ordeal and waved to the crowd when it was over, reassuring them he's well. He is then evacuated from the scene by security and taken to hospital. Pakistan's information minister, Maryam Aurangzeb, says the attacker has been arrested.
That person has been caught and he has confessed that he had tried to shoot Imran Khan, and he has also told the reasons behind it. At the moment, he is in Gujarat police station where police is recording his statement. According to his initial statement, he has confessed that he had tried to shoot Imran Khan.
The gunman has not been identified by name, but he gave this explanation for the attack from jail.
Imran Khan was misleading people, and I couldn't bear that. That's why I did this. So I killed him, tried to kill him. I tried my best to kill him. Only Imran Khan. I did not want to kill anyone else.
Chief Minister of Punjab, Pervez Elahi, says an inquiry is being launched.
I have ordered to form a joint investigation team in such a way that it can investigate terrorism, motivation, and who is behind the attack, those who trained the attacker. Apparently, the attackers were 2, not 1. We are looking into it. We will bring it to the media as things unfold. God willing, we will give them exemplary punishment.
General Secretary of Mr. Khan's PTI party, Asad Umar, says Mr. Khan is alleging Pakistan's current leadership is behind the attack.
A short while ago, Khan called me and me on Islamic Bell and asked us to release a statement on his behalf. He says he had prior information, which we were not aware of, that he was sure that 3 people had carried out this attack on him. And those 3 people are Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Pakistan's Interior Minister Rana Sanawla and Major General Faisal. He said that he had this information coming to him from before, and on the basis of that he was claiming that the attack on him was carried out by them. His demand is that these 3 should be removed from their posts if they are not sacked.
Mr. Umar did not provide any evidence to back the allegation. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has condemned the attack.
The United States strongly condemns the attack on Imran Khan and his supporters and hopes for the swift recovery of all who were injured. Violence has no place in politics. We call on all parties to remain peaceful and refrain from violence.
Messages of support for Mr. Khan have been pouring from leaders around the world. Following the shooting, protesters took to the streets in some parts of the country. One of them is Almas.
We will never forgive who has carried out an attack on our leader. Believe us, we are in such pain that it is not an attack on our leader, but ourselves. Whatever people are doing this, they are doing very wrong.
Pakistan has a long history of political violence. Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto was assassinated in December of 2007 in a gun and bomb attack after holding an election rally near Islamabad. Before the attack, former cricketer Khan was leading a protest march on Islamabad to demand snap elections since being ousted in April in a parliamentary vote. He has held rallies across Pakistan, driving opposition against a government that's struggling to bring the economy out of the crisis that his administration left behind. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.